disconcerting story. You know, anytime you try to help people, and you know that on this program and my morning show and forever on WJR, 35 years altogether, maybe 27 at the morning show, I've always tried to help people. And from the very beginning, we believe we were very helpful to the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy and have never regretted it for a moment. Until last week, we find that the Michigan State Police had opened an investigation involving the Conservancy. That was last week. Now, the FBI has taken over the financial investigation into the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy over the possibility of financial mismanagement. Our WJR senior news analyst Maria Osborne brings us the latest details on this disconcerting, to say the least, story, Marie.
That's right, Paul. Disconcerting is a good word. So last week, like you said, the Riverfront Conservancy put its chief financial officer, William Smith, on leave while the MSV investigated, and with that, where they were going forward with that investigation. The Conservancy board chair, Matt Cullen, said he had become concerned about the accuracy of management reports and financial statements provided to the board. The Honigman law firm was brought in. They were starting the investigation. Then they brought evidence of financial wrongdoing by the CFO to Michigan State Police and requested a criminal investigation. According to a statement by Matt Cullen, MSP said that investigation was too complex, and they turned all of it over to the FBI. Cullen says they are fully cooperating with authorities. The Conservancy, Paul, as you well know, founded 21 years ago. It's a nonprofit. It's received hundreds of millions of dollars from government, private, philanthropic sources for the development of this 5 miles of beautiful riverfront from the Ambassador to the Belle Isle Bridges. Smith served as a CFO since about 2015. He was earning about $242,000 a year. The Detroit Riverfront Conservancy, again, as you well know, received international honors for its transformation of the riverfront. And Paul Smith remains on an unpaid leave. And the Conservancy has brought in a business support group to provide oversight of day-to-day operations for them.
You got me. You shook me up a little bit when you said, and Paul Smith remains on. You were saying Paul, Smith, William Smith.
Oh, there you go. I should have clarified. Put a little more of a comma in there, a semicolon.
Yeah. I went, wait a minute. I've never been on their committee board or anything. I'm just trying to help them raise money.
No.
So this is disconcerting.
Yeah.
But we can still say, not that this makes anything right that's been done wrong, they've been very successful with that 5 miles of riverfront. You, as you pointed out, Marie, it's award-winning, and it is spectacular.
Right from the start, they won this big international award like 10 years ago. So this is a well-known spot among conservators around the globe and how to bring back riverfronts and cities, especially industrial ones like Detroit. So it's just a shining jewel. And they clearly have acted on this pretty strenuously. One of the issues here is that donors, when people are donating billions of dollars or $10, they want financial responsibility on the part of the group that they're giving the money to.
Absolutely.
So this may, maybe put a chill in that. We don't know. They're clearly acting quickly and decisively. So we'll see what this FBI investigation brings forth.
Well, and I trust Matt Cullen completely. He's always been the heart and soul of this whole transformation from 21 years ago, and a celebrant of all the good things that have happened, and worked very hard on this. So believe me, he's the guy who brought it up, questioning the accuracy.
Yes.
And saying we need to get an investigation. First, it was the Michigan State Police last week. And as you explained, they said this is a little complicated. We need some help. So now today it's announced the FBI is involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we don't know how long it's going to take. The FBI doesn't answer any questions like that. So when they're done, they'll let us know.
Well, and I'll tell you something, Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst, you hit it right on the head when you said people want to know when they're making donations to different good causes that their money's being used properly. the troubling problem here, the damning issue here is if we find out that somebody has been doing something wrong, that's going to have a chilling effect on everybody yeah. in our area that has usually put money in to help yeah. various charities and events and projects.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it should. I'm saying it will.
Very true, Paul. Very true.
That's the worst part of this whole thing. I mean, there's a lot of worst parts, but thanks for bringing it to us, Maria. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Maria Osborne, WJR Senior News Analyst, here with Paul W. Smith in focus on WJR.